Good morning and welcome to On Fire Radio, brought to you by Catskill Mountain Christian Center, a full gospel family church and Christian academy located at 629 Main Street in beautiful Margaretville, New York. What a great day to go to church. If you don't have a church, come on over to Catskill Mountain Christian Center. We would love for you to be our guest this morning. That's Catskill Mountain Christian Center this morning at 10 o'clock. If you'd like more information about On Fire Radio or Catskill Mountain Christian Center, give us a call at 845-586-4848. I'm Renard Bartow, and I'd like to invite you to join us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you On Fire Radio. Now let's go to Pastor Bob Engelhart with today's message.
We're going to talk about praise this morning. So I'm going to share a story, read some of the scripture, and the story is part of the long story of Jacob in the Bible. And Jacob falls in love with Laban's daughter, Rachel, and says to Laban, I'd like to marry your daughter. Laban says, okay, work for me 7 years, and you can marry my daughter. And so Jacob says, okay, I'll do that. Be willing to do that. It's a high price to pay. Works for 7 years. And on the wedding day, when Jacob is expecting the daughter Rachel to come into his tent at night, Rachel has a sister named Leah, and Leah is not the favored sister. She was not really the one who Jacob was smitten by. But what Laban does, the father does, is he says to the less attractive daughter, not the one that Jacob had worked 7 years to get, Leah's father said, go in the tent and spend the evening. And when they consummated their relationship, Jacob woke up in the morning and said, I married the wrong one. Because Laban was a trick he played on him. He was a sneaky guy. And so you think that maybe Leah felt a little bit unloved. That's kind of a crummy place to be in. And on some level, I think it's sort of how we can feel in life sometimes. And maybe it's not your physical attraction or unattractive. Maybe you're the prettiest person in the room. But, you know, maybe there's something else that the Lord knows deeply that you feel insecure about. So Genesis 29:31 is this ongoing saga. Like I said, the story of Jacob. But this is a passage from 31 down through 35 about Leah. And when the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, now in my research material, that word unloved really means hated. So Jacob was not happy that he had ended up with Leah as his wife. And she could feel that. You know you can feel when somebody doesn't like you. Ever felt that before? Right? Yeah, they don't like me. And I got to tell you something. If you're a genuine Christian, you're going to understand all these feelings because our faith has our living, buoyant, crazy praise and worship faith sometimes has that effect on people. The Lord saw Leah was unloved, was hated. He opened her womb. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit." You know, there was something about Leah that really touched the Lord's heart. That was like an unfair deal to this girl, and she felt it. But when the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. So Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben, which means son, for she said, "The Lord has surely looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me." He's going to love me now because I've given him a son. She's thinking, she's suspecting, she's hoping. My husband's going to love me now because he's given me a son. Then she conceived again and bore a son and said, "Because the Lord has heard that I am unloved." See, she had a son. She was expecting her husband to love her because she had a son, but he didn't. He said, "Now he's going to love me." She conceived again and bore a son and said, "Because the Lord has heard that I am hated, he has therefore given me a son, this son also." He gave me two sons also. The blessings are coming. But, you know, there's a truth that there's a sometimes an insecurity even in our walk with God. There's an insecurity. Does God really love me? I know I've been born again. Does God really love me? I mean, does he really love me? You know, and there's a sense of contention between us and God, you know. And she called this son Simeon because she recognized now that the Lord had blessed her. This was God that was blessing her with a son, this Simeon. He heard me. God heard me. You know, all of a sudden I'm realizing maybe my husband doesn't love me, but God heard me. And now I know that God heard me. So I'm going to call this son Simeon because God heard me. That's when you get your first prayers answered. You know, some of you have been received the Lord in your life and praying for things, hoping for things, wanting for things, enduring for a time. And then the Lord comes through and he actually answers a prayer. And you say, "Wow, the Lord really did hear me." It causes your faith to grow, right? And she conceived again and bore a son, number three now. Now this time my husband will become attached to me because I have borne him three sons. See, now at least maybe he's not going to, maybe I've come to terms with the fact that he really doesn't love me all that much, you know, but he's going to be attached to me because now I've borne him three sons. You know, now there's been some kind of a blessing of God on my life. You know, attached. And Jesus says in Luke 18:1, "Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart." So Jesus is asking you to become attached to him. To become attached to him. Become attached. That happens after a while. The Bible says pray always. You know, and when you're first saved, you're like, "Pray always? What in the world are you talking about? Kneel by the side of my bed 24 hours a day, say my prayers always?" But you do realize that as you conceive and bear the fruit of the Spirit of God, that you are always in prayer. You are not ever apart from his presence. It's never, "I'm going to sneak out of the way." You're always with him. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not. You're never alone. You never have to be lonely. There is no such thing as loneliness if you're in Jesus Christ. And sometimes we live in families. Or sometimes that breaks down and we try it again or try it again. You know, and as humans, sometimes we can be pretty unloving toward one another, right? But in Christ, you become attached. And the Lord likes it. And he likes you always. He loves you always. Now this time my husband will become attached to me because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore his name was Levi. The word Levi means attached. Reuben was the son, right? Then Simeon was heard. And now she named her 3rd son attached. And she conceived again and bore a son and said, now I will praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah. And Judah, most of us know that the word Judah, the name Judah, literally is praise. Praise. Now I will praise the Lord. Then she stopped bearing. Why? Because there was something that was essentially fulfilled in her at that point. You know, Jacob may or may not like me all that much, but I've got me 4 boys. I got me 4 strapping sons. And therefore, I will praise the Lord. Therefore, I will praise the Lord. I will praise Jacob because he's such a manly man. He gave me all these sons. No. Therefore, I will praise the Lord. Right? You know, there's a theological concept they call the law of first mention. And this is the first time the word praise is mentioned in the Bible. The first time in the Bible that the word praise is mentioned, this Hebrew word. Now, there's some praising of the Lord, worship and stuff like that. But praise is a thing. Praise is a thing that I think worship you can almost do silently, but praise is something that requires expression. Praise requires expression. Praise requires emotion. Praise is something you do at a football game. Praise is something you do when your little boy brings home, your little kindergartner brings home the sunshiny picture and you put it on your refrigerator and praise the living daylights out of it. Right? Praise is something that the actors give to each other on Oscar night. Right? The little golden statue guys. That's praise. 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 Our call is to praise the Lord. And if we do go through a succession in the development of our relationship with the Lord that brings us from the point of feeling unloved to the feeling of praise. Therefore, I will praise the Lord because I have borne fruit from knowing Jesus. I've not borne fruit from knowing Jesus. You learn how to praise, and you do it at first. First of all, you praise the Lord. The Bible, we'll talk about this a little bit. You bring the sacrifice of praise. Well, the sacrifice of praise means you put your body into an emotional state of praise to a God you can't see by faith. Right? The God who has won your soul, the God who has loved you enough to give his son to die for you for your sins so that you could belong to him and be loved. So you praise him. You praise him. The praises of God. I think 270 some odd times the word praise is used throughout the Bible. You know, praising it's a big deal to God. Because here's the thing, coming from it as an outsider coming into the church, you feel like praise must come from a God who's filled with hubris. And you know what hubris is? Is pride. He wants to be praised because what kind of God would want to be praised? You know? Why would he want to be praised? You know, because of our evil nature, we would even think that thought. Because if you were thinking right, you would think that a God that is so much higher than the heavens are above the earth, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, his ways are higher than our ways, he would know that the natural thing to do for a human being who was given a praise mechanism inside his soul is to recognize by faith the creator of the universe and praise him is simply the right thing to do. So Leah went from being hated. She found the son. She had a son. She said, okay, now I'm going to be loved. And it's funny because as Christians, we think, wow, everybody's going to see this difference in us. And they're going to want Jesus too. Because they're going to see this difference that we feel in us. We know it's in us. We feel it. And then everybody's going to really like us more. And you find out that when you get Jesus, not everybody likes you. You were the horse you rode in on. Or your friends or your church or anything. You know? That is a cold cup of water in the face. When you find out how the people around respond to your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a cold cup of water in the face. So and then you have, you know, either you get over it, you know, and one of the ways that you get over it is by praising. You praise the Lord, I'm telling you, that is what converts you. That's what makes you a different person. You personally praising the Lord, putting on the Bible says, put on the garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. And in our culture, it is so common because of the troubles of life to have a spirit of heaviness. If you praise him, you'll become happy. Prayers were answered. Then this attachment occurred, and then praise was the wonderful outcome. I'm telling you, you should praise. On three, answer me this question, everybody at once out loud. Do you have a free will? Yes. Was there any no's? Didn't hear any no's. I think you were thinking the right answer was supposed to be yes. Well, you got to know if you have free will or not. If you don't have free will and you are, you know, an unhappy person by your nature and you want to buy into that, then I guess you don't have a free will, do you? You know, if you're a particular way and there's nothing you really can do about it because this is just the way you've always been. I guess you don't have a free will and you don't have the power of change, do you? Well, I choose to believe that I do have a free will. And the Bible says, Hebrews, now this is New Testament, therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Do you have a free will or not? Are these instructions coming from an apostolic father or not? Yes. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise. Sacrifice means you may not feel like praising. Sacrifice is something that you do when you don't feel like doing it. But what do I do when I'm not filled with happiness? What do I do when things are going, everything is going wrong? Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. 2 Samuel 22:4, David, at the end of his road there, one of his psalms, and this is an old song we used to sing. But it says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Do you know if you call upon the Lord, if you continually praise the Lord, he sends angels to protect you because he likes it so much. But praise is expression. Praise is dance. Praise is lifting up the hands. We don't lift up hands because we feel we're the church, so we lift up hands in this church. Oh, it's a biblical to lift up hands. The Bible says lift up holy hands. Bible says dance. Bible says sing. Bible says play instruments. Bible says praise him. Because why? Because God is the manufacturer, and the manufacturer's handbook, manual, tells us how we're supposed to function. I don't put water in my gas tank because the manufacturer's handbook says no, it needs gas. You praise because God says you give the sacrifice of praise. I don't care how grouchy you are, how ugly you are, how snarly you are, you offer the sacrifice of change because it'll heat you up and it will cause you to straighten and sharpen, reform yourself into the sword of the Spirit, the child of God that you're called to be. Jeremiah 33:11. Voice of joy and the voice of gladness and the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride and the voice of those who will say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endures forever. And of those who will bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause the captives of the land to return as at the first. And that means that the Lord wants to restore wholeness to every aspect of your life, every aspect of your life. Through what? The people who praise him. Okay? Psalm 150. Just want you to know I'm not making this stuff up. It says, praise the Lord. This is the entire psalm. It's the last psalm in the book of 150 psalms. It says, praise the Lord. That's a statement. Praise the Lord. That's like a commandment. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. That means outside. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of a trumpet. Anybody in here play a trumpet? I should have brought mine today. I don't have a trumpet. It's that ram's horn thing somebody gave me. Shofar. No, I won't say it. Shofar, show good. Sad. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Loud cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the entire psalm. Finish up with this. This is one of those scriptures that's a little bit long, but this is the story of Jehoshaphat. And it's from 2 Chronicles 20:14. It says, verse 15, and he said, listen, all you of Judah and all you inhabitants of Jerusalem and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid. Now they had this great army that came against Israel. Listen, this is your life. They had a great army coming against them. I don't care what the problem is, whether it's a late bill, whether it's an illness. I don't care what it is. It's a great army is coming against me. I feel doom. I feel like our country is going crazy. Thus says the Lord, do not be afraid or dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow, go down against them, and they will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook, the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight this battle. You ain't even going to need to fight this battle, but I want you to go down anyway. Go down to the valley of Ziz, because I got a surprise for you. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be feared or dismayed. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head and face to the ground. All he did was heard the word of the Lord. He hasn't seen any signs that any of this is true yet. He just believed the prophet. Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites, the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korathites stood up to praise the Lord of Israel with voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, now this is the king stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." So you believe in God, you become established. You become solid. You find out who you are, your place in the world. You believe his prophets, and you prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and those who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. He sends the worship team out before the army. Not the people with the swords and the spears and the armor on. Not them first. He sends out the worship team. You guys go and you face the enemy before us. That makes sense in some world, alternate universe. Yes, God's. Because God's fighting the battle. It's God's battle, not your battle. And if you praise him, he'll give you the power. You believe in the Lord God, you'll be established. You believe his prophets, you'll prosper. The prophet had said the day before, go down because they're going to come up through the notch there of Ziz. Now then they began to sing and praise. The Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir who had come down against Judah. And they were defeated because the Lord fought the battle for them. So the question is, do you have free will? And if you answer yes, I am a person of free will, that means that you can praise him. You can praise the Lord. You can bring the sacrifice of praise, even if you don't have the feeling of praise. You bring the sacrifice of praise. You praise him when you don't feel like praising him. And you praise him alone. You praise him in the shower. You praise him in the car. You praise him with your family. You turn on Christian music in your house. You become a praiser. I promise you'll change as a human being.
Hello, this is Jacob Johnson, and I want to thank you for listening to On Fire Radio today. Pastor Bob shared a message entitled Proper Praise. Pastor shared from Psalms chapter 150. It reads, "Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty firmament, praise him for his mighty acts, and praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the lute and harp, praise him with the timbrel and dance, praise him with stringed instruments and flutes, praise him with loud cymbals, praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." And I'd ask you today, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I would invite you today to pray with me. Lord Jesus, I recognize that I'm a sinner. I repent from my sinful ways today and walk forward in a new relationship with you. I believe that you died on a cross and rose again victorious over death and sin. Jesus, forgive me of my sins and fill me with the power of your Holy Spirit now. Father, thank you for sending Jesus as the sacrifice for my sins. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, I'd encourage you to get a Bible, start a prayer life, and find a Bible-believing church. If you don't have a church, we'd love to have you visit Catskill Mountain Christian Center on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at 629 Main Street in Margaretville, New York. On Fire Radio is a ministry of Catskill Mountain Christian Center and is brought to you free, online, and on the radio each week because of generous donations from listeners like you. If this podcast has ministered to you today, would you consider giving to the work of On Fire Radio? You can give online at www.cmcconline.org. If you'd like to find out more about Catskill Mountain Christian Center and our other ministries, you can go online to www.cmcconline.org. Do you have a prayer request? We'd love to pray with you. Or if you have a testimony about how this word ministered to you today, we would love to hear it. You can message us on our Facebook page, or you can email us by emailing cmccconline@yahoo.com. On behalf of Pastor Bob Englehart, this is Jake Johnson signing off. God bless, and we'll see you in church.